today.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Yeah! We are live. I'm Jason Burmis, sitting in for Alex Jones. And if you missed the first hour, you know, I hit up the DHS document. I hit up the Senate saving the newspapers. And the really went after the swine flu. But right now, we're talking about this Cyberbullying Act. And really, we've become soft in this country. And it's because of people, oh, I don't want my kid to play dodgeball. Oh, I don't want my kid's got to be on every antibiotic ever. Oh, we can't let people hurt my kid's feelings on the internet. And that's what this Cyberbullying Act is posing as. We need to save the children. What it really is a way to restrict free speech. And it is odd that we have Rupert Murdoch this week saying the internet in its current form will soon be over. When responding to the fact that the mainstream media was dying and that the web was taking over. Oh, don't worry, it's going to die soon. You know, one of the bigger stories that I have not covered, and I really need to cover, is this leaked Bilderberg document from 1955, where they outlined the plan for a single European currency, 40-plus years before it's announced. And a month ago, we had Enyan Devanier admit in like one mainstream article again. Sometimes these guys love to brag and it hits one or two news outlets, but then it's never blown up into the public consciousness. You know, it's on a news wire. We report on it. We do a story on it. The alternative media is fully aware of it. And yet the mainstream acts like the Bilderberg Group doesn't exist or that it's a golf club like they say. Yet these 1955 Bilderberg docs leak out that outline the plan, and you can download the documents over at Infowars.com, PrisonPlan.com right now, that they tried to create this for over 50 years prior. And right now what they're doing, who knows, it's going to happen this week. I think it's the 14th to the 17th in Greece. They haven't released a list of who's going to be there yet. They are deciding world policy. Let me repeat it. They're the ones who decide world policy. 144 of the most elite members in the world. And last year they had Bill Clinton's little wifey there, Hillary, and Barack Obama meet secretly with members of the Bilderberg Group at Chantilly, Virginia, and then they spun it all around. They said, oh, they're meeting in Hillary's home. Oh, wait a minute. Everybody went to Hillary's home. They're not there. And then Dianne Feinstein comes out with this fake story. Oh, they met at my house. Meanwhile, the press secretary for the Obama administration, Gibbs, is on the plane where they kidnapped a bunch of reporters. All the reporters are thinking that Obama's on the plane as they take off. They're going back to Chicago. Oh, he's not on the plane. He had a desire to go to some meetings. More than one meeting, plural, meetings. And he decided that he wanted to do that in private. Oh, I can't tell you who he's meeting with and why. It was the Bilderberg Group, folks. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton, when she was asked by, I believe it was Eric or Michael Jackman, what she knew about the Bilderberg Group and had she attended, what do they talk about there? Oh, I've never heard of that. Even though her husband openly admitted on ABC Live during the campaign for president this year that he did go to the Bilderberg Group back in the 90s. Oh, but I didn't decide nothing. I was just talking about what was going to happen with Russia, with a whole bunch of Europeans. It sure was good, though, with his down-home accent. And people, oh, we love you, Bill. We love you so much. All right, let's take some of your calls. Let's go to Rod in Oregon. Rod, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Do we got him? Or no? 1 minute? All right, we'll just hold up until I can get a caller on here. You know, one of the feel-good stories. Oh, we got him? All right, well, we'll go through that feel-good story after this. Rod, you're on the air. Yes, sir. I guess he's not on the air. All right. while we try to fix this and then go to Steven in Texas, I want to say, you know, a lot of people are out there, oh, we need to control the guns. We shouldn't have guns. Guns are bad. Well, last week, a college student shoots and kills home invader. And this wasn't just the normal type of home invader. There were 10 people at this birthday party. Three men came in, all masked, and one of them was armed. They separated the men from the women immediately. One of the men goes into the room and apparently getting ready to rape the women one by one. Meanwhile, the other guy is counting the bullets he has. The guy's like, do you have enough bullets? And the guy's like, yeah, I have enough. Luckily, one of the people who was being held up actually stood up for himself, grabbed the gun, killed one of the assailants. The other two people got away, but I think they're in police custody as we speak. And that's one of the reasons that we have a Second Amendment, to protect ourselves. This guy wasn't a criminal. He deserved to have the gun. If he didn't, we would have been reading about a massacre. You know, the news clip, I mean, they intended to kill and rape everybody. I mean, listen, again, just like anything, firearms are a dual-edged sword. They can be used to empower or enslave. And when used properly, they protect people's human and civil rights. They protect them from actual criminals. And if you want to restrict guns for the regular folk, criminals will still find a way to get those guns and use them against us. Oh, that doesn't make any sense, Jason. Come on, give me a break. Meanwhile, while we have that good news, we got some bad news overseas. This woman over there, Jacqueline Smith, Britain's Home Secretary, has published a list of 16 people banned from entering the UK. It's really just a list of 10 because they're keeping six of them secret. And this same woman, Jackie Smith, is behind the national ID card there with all the biometrics. And she says, oh, it's good. We all need it. We're going to have it anyway. We have to carry all these bills. We won't have to do that anymore. Oh, it doesn't really matter. 70,000 people will have it by the end of the year, and 30,000 already have it. So it's coming no matter what. Well, this woman has banned somebody who I'm not a big fan of, Michael Savage. And, you know, again, I'm not a huge fan of Savage. He won't own up to what really happened on 9/11, yet he presents himself as this anti-NWO crusader. Oh, I'm fighting the New World Order. I'll say the Barack Obama administration might pull off a Reichstag-style event and bring in tyranny, but I would never dare say that about the Bush administration, even though it happened. But I don't think that he should be banned from the UK. And then she tried to say this Smith character, well, we're banning him because he could incite violence. Yes, speech could incite violence. We need to regulate free speech. As Smith says regarding Wiener, Wiener's his real name, Michael Wiener, this is someone who has fallen into the category of fomenting hatred. Remember, it's about hate speech and hate speech laws. Of such extreme views and expressing them in such a way that it is actually likely to cause intercommunity tension or even violence if that person were allowed into the country. That's right. Michael Savage is going to cause violence in the UK if he's ever allowed there. See, at first when I read this story, I'm thinking they banned his radio show, but I don't think they banned his radio show. So anybody in the UK can still listen to him. Yet they banned the person? I know that, Fred Phelps is on this list, Stephen Black, Erich Gillip. A lot of these people are, you know, undesirables, people that I don't necessarily like. And again, I don't like Savage that much. But should their movement be regulated? Should they not be able to go into a country because of the way they speak? No, it's absolutely insane. And it's a draconian measure to try to quell free speech throughout the world. This is bigger than just our country. It's about a new world order. And again, that's not my term. Gordon Brown, the Prime Minister of the UK, gets up before the G20 and talks about an emerging new world order. There's headlines all over the place, Time Magazine among them, saying, hey, This is Barack Obama's New World Order. Well, it's not Barack Obama's. It's the globalist New World Order, and they're bringing it in coming next week at the Bilderberg Conference. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after these messages.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
With gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, viricide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kit's hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to HazerRid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, HazerRid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. And before I go to your calls, I do want to touch on this last story. NATO began war games in Georgia last week despite a whole bunch of protests by Russia because the year before, they held similar war games with international forces, Israeli special forces, Blackwater, U.S. forces, and they snuck attacked South Ossetia, killed some people. And this set Russia off, and they went in and invaded. And then everybody was reporting, oh, no, Russia has invaded Georgia. Russia's the bad guy. When, in fact, Russia was really defending itself from an offensive attack. Remember, Georgia had the third largest amount of troops in Iraq and has been wanting to get into NATO forever. They're still not in NATO. They desperately want to be a part of NATO. Saakashvili, totally pro-New World Order. We've actually played that clip right here where he admits it. He says, this is about the future of Europe and a New World Order, future of the world. And then, of course, as the drills start happening, Georgia starts accusing Russia of a foiled rebellion. They said that there were people inside. They were trying to rebel against Georgia. Sounds like a lot of hogwash and Johnny nonsense, but if we got any updates on that, I would appreciate it. All right, we got a full line of callers. Hopefully this will work. Let's go to Brian in New York. Brian, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yes. Is that everybody?
Yes. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? Just got a message. If you are listening to this, you are the resistance. Burn the info bombs and drop them.
I'm with you, Brian. I'm with you. What else you got for me?
All right. Jason, I want to know how you think they're gonna depict the Illuminati in this new Angels and Demons, Tom Hanks
Fest, the Love Fest? Yeah, actually, yeah. It's a prequel, and I've done two shows on it now with Mark Dice, who knows the story. If you really, really want to know what's going on with this movie and you're going to see it, now's the time to turn down the radio for 30 or 40 seconds because I'm going to give away the ending, folks. I'm sorry. I've got to do it.
All right. For it.
Basically, you know, throughout the whole thing, oh, my God, it's all about Robert Langdon, who's a symbologist, okay? If you didn't see Da Vinci Code, you're one of those people living under a rock. And he doesn't initially believe in the Illuminati. He thinks the Illuminati was, of course, disbanded in the late 1700s, shortly after their arrival, and that they didn't go underground, but they're gone. But as the story progresses, oh, my God, there's all these clues over here. And maybe the Illuminati does exist. And then he starts to believe, yes, the Illuminati does exist, and they're the ones behind this plot to blow up the Vatican with this some kind of antimatter bomb. I think they're even throwing CERN into the story. But you know what? Turns out the Illuminati doesn't exist at the end, and it was just one guy within the church who was making Langdon believe it. So now when you talk about the Illuminati, people will go, I saw that in that movie, and it don't exist. You're a nut job. Where's your tinfoil hat?
I knew there was going to be some kind of propaganda to make people kind of disbelieve and just, you know.
No, that's exactly what it is, Brian. Well, you know what? Go check out my shows with Dice. They're over on YouTube. I appreciate the call. Let's jump to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the line.
Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, happy Mother's Day to you.
Thanks. And if the DHS is so intent on finding terrorists, you and I know there are radical Muslims who want us dead. So those seven suicide hijackers who survived, according to the BBC and AP, need to be stopped before they strike again. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, their race data, they need to be talked about. Their retractions, of course, you know, about most recent with Alex and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. But, you know, speaking of the point I think should be emphasized because of people like Janine Garofalo on Keith Olbermann, who said that the Tea Party attendees are racist, as are Lou Dobbs and others.
Hey, disgusting comment, by the way. I mean, for her to say that people who went to these teabagging events, because they're calling it teabagging, are racist. Listen, I was going to actual tea parties based on 9/11 Truth and the tax resistance movement 4 and 5 years ago when it first started, and this was only co-opted because people were so fed up with the bailouts in the government, they knew that they would have a huge showing regardless of Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity getting involved, and they needed to bring it into the right-left paradigm and have it divided and have people called racist and have people called anti-Obama because he's black. It's just a bunch of bull to divide people when we're gaining ground. Go ahead.
And a tool to fight that argument, that co-opting, that hijacking, is the fact that if we were not on a debt-based fiat money system that's inflated and debased and devalued, then perhaps we could screen more immigrants to allow into this country. We would have a better, a fair value for our labor. And, you know, sure, I mean, you have Keith Olbermann on there, and he's going along with the sophistry. Sure, it sounds feasible. But Janine Garofalo is there race-baiting as a brain surgeon, and I think she probably has a shriveled pineal gland because she's compulsively repeating the word Klan and her delusions of expertise, not to mention the cowlick sticking out the back of her head.
And it's too bad because when the Bush administration was in power, she had a lot of good things to say. She came out for 9/11 truth, but then she goes out and says something like this. It is quite disgusting, and I really do hope to get her on my show or Alex's so we can discuss both ends of the spectrum. I thank you for the call, Chris. We are going to jump to Jason in California. Jason, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good, man.
I just want to talk to you a little bit about chemtrails and otherwise known as cloud seeding and the fact that it is taking place in California.
Mm-hmm.
I go to school at Chico State and just had a representative from Pacific Gas and Electric come in and give a little speech about the fact that they do spray silver iodide into the air to influence the formation of clouds. So through the orographic effect, there is a snow base that's created, or there's precipitation takes place, and the snowpack allows for a consistent flow of water through summer to power their hydropower plants.
So he literally gave a speech on geoengineering and how it really exists. It's not fairy tales and unicorns.
Not fairy tales. Google PG&E and cloud seeding, and you will get all kinds of small-town news articles from Northern California about how they don't know what's going to happen about what with this silver iodide.
Well, the bottom line is the Obama administration, you know, came out about a month ago and said that they were looking into shooting pollutants into the upper atmosphere to block the sun. Meanwhile, it's happening before our own eyes now for over a decade, and if we can't own up to it, we can't be adults about it, well, I don't know what to tell you. If you want to sit there and deny that it's actually going on, I mean, you're ludicrous, and I thank you for the call, Jason. Just more evidence that it is going on. You know, it's not just these callers calling in and talking about it. It's not just the videos of it actually happening. It's not just the administration coming out and admitting that exists. It's not just the CFR documents that mirror the policies of the Obama administration about geoengineering. It's much, much more. All right, let's go to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the line.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You got it, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of give you my opinion on a few things that you mentioned. First of all, the Colbert Report.
Yes.
I can't believe that people actually get their news from that guy. He's a bag lady.
You know what? I would say this, though, about that Colbert Report clip. At least he asked the question, well, why is it that this is, you know, bird flu, human flu, and swine flu all mixed together? And he did crack the joke that it was, you know, that she was making money off of spreading this fear. So, you know what, although I'm not always pleased with Colbert, I was more pleased with Colbert than I thought I would be on this clip. We're going to come back. Stick over, Scott. We'll hold you over. We're going to go to Stephen, Rod, and more on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com for the latest real news, spin-free.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today. We'll be right back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah! We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to go to Stephen, Rod, and more. I'm taking your calls in this last half hour. Folks, you know, again, I am... very critical of Colbert sometimes, of course, Jon Stewart sometimes. You know, Jon Stewart ran a piece on The Daily Show earlier in the week that if you believe that, you know, he did something similar. Basically, a gentleman started talking about how, you know, the government may have released this swine flu, and immediately it was Jew talk. Oh, the Jews must have done it. And this woman who is CFR, who did the cover story for Newsweek, who said that the swine flu originated from pigs in the United States, even though zero pigs have been found in the United States or Mexico with the swine flu, gets up there. And again, if you believe the government might be involved, it's the Jews. It's totally and completely disgusting. Wouldn't you agree, Stephen? Or Scott, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's Scott. Yes. I mean... He's there for comedic effect, you know. And did you notice when he made the joke about her making a bunch of money, she went and made a joke back about it. She didn't answer the question, you know, because it's obvious she's making money off of it. But that's beside the point, mm-hmm. you know. But another thing you mentioned earlier was about the Bilderberg Group. And you know, I mean, people need to wake up and realize that, you know, there are people who are trying to put their stuff into action, you know, and they obviously have puppets everywhere, And I suggest people use their favorite search engine, non-Google, and, you know, look that up.
Listen, let them just check out what leaked this week. The 1955 Bilderberg documents all about how they want to set up a one European currency. I mean, they wanted to do it back in 55. Remember, it was just a golf club. They don't decide policy there. Never. Oh, no, never.
Yeah, it's just tiny steps. They're doing it one step at a time, you know.
Yeah, it's called incrementalization. I thank you for the call, Scott. All right, now let's jump to Steven in Texas. Steven, you're on the line.
Yeah, good afternoon, Jason. Hey, I wanted to say, first of all, if you keep this up, I'm going to have to start calling you JJ, short for Jason Jones, because you're doing a really good job, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
I wanted to say, first of all, in reference to what you were just talking about, man, I'm telling you, that woman just makes me sick. And I noticed she pushed another lie in that you might have not caught, but she said about the bird flu, you know, it's in Indonesia, and 82% of the people are infected with it. But it hasn't come here yet. Well, no, it has, because it's part of this epidemic they're talking about, because, again, it's a combination of swine, bird, and human. But the other thing is, it is here, and that, from what I've heard from you guys, Baxter has this bird flu, the most deadly strain of it, in their vaccine. So, yes, it is here. So,
well,
it's
you
right
know,
about
you,
that as well.
Did you hear what they're saying now, though? Over 2 months after it's exposed that they released this vaccine to 14 separate countries, they're saying they never did it, and that they released that as it's in the Prague Daily Monitor. This is Jana Chakova. She said the material in question was no medicine contaminated with bird flu virus, but a material set for test purposes in a research lab. The material was not designed for new production or application to humans. A complete and total lie, and totally outside
right.
of every single mainstream news report in this country and outside this country.
Right. There's one thing I just wanted to bring up also. Okay, a couple weeks ago, Alex had Jerome Corsi from WorldNet Daily on, and I didn't get to call in. So I wanted to ask Jerome this, and so I wanted you to pass this along to Alex for the next time he talks to Jerome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why Jerome and Joseph Farah, who's the editor-in-chief of WorldNet Daily, are featuring a neocon fool like Ann Coulter with a regular column on there, and I get WorldNet Daily emailed to me, and back on the 6th of this month, she's got an article in WorldNet Daily about, it's called Torture is Watching MSNBC, and what she does is downplay the torture that the Bush administration has done. She compared this with, you know, the Japanese saying, you know, they really tortured people, but here's what she said, and this just makes me gag. Meanwhile, the alleged torture under the Bush administration consists of things like failing to respect a Serbian national holiday or forgetting to wear plastic gloves while handling a Koran.
Oh, it doesn't have anything to do with the John Hume memos of where they're going to rape children in front of their parents with battery acid laden objects. It's not that. It's the other things, right?
No. And in fact, I saw her a clip on YouTube with her and Sean Hannity, and again, mocking this whole thing about, you know, Bush having anything to do with torture, and how these people in Guantanamo and the other places have just been treated so wonderfully, and they're having a holiday, and, you know, for people to say they're actually being tortured in the sense of that we know it is torture, that's just, you know, she mocks it, she laughs about it. And so if you could have Alex just kind of ask Jerome Corsi why WorldNet Daily is actually promoting somebody like Ann Coulter, to me, that's just outrageous.
Yeah, it is outrageous. Thank you for the call, and I will pass that along, Stephen. Let's jump to Rod in Oregon. Rod, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Hey, first of all, I want to commend you and especially even Alex Jones for the bravery you guys are putting out there and all the work you've done, because you've been the springboard of truth for the American people for a long time now, and it's opening up a lot of doors. Number two, does 2 + 2 still equal 4 here? I think, you know, out of all the dynamics that are happening on this planet and eugenics, everything that they're putting together here, this may be my own opinion, but I think the most important issue that we're dealing right now is them squashing our Second Amendment. Because if these traitors get away with this, it's history, no doubt. And with that in mind, there was one thing, you probably remember this and that, but there was a quick quote that was done. You know, the Second Amendment has been around since day one, and that, and a Roman philosopher, mm-hmm. basically, he was even a senator, Marcus Caecilius.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he wrote, and I just pulled this up a little bit ago because I was looking for it. There exists a law not written down anywhere but inborn in our hearts, a law which comes to us not by training or custom or reading, a law which has come to us not from theory but from practice, not by instructions but by natural intuition. I refer to the law which lays it down that if our lives are endangered by plots or violence or armed robbers or enemies, any and every method of protecting ourselves is morally right. And reading things like that, what gives these traitorous criminals in Washington even the audacity to bring this to the table, even like people like Peter King, to even write these kind of bills? That, to me, is treason, period. No ands, ifs, or buts about it. There shouldn't be one law against any kind of gun control in this country, period. And that's, you know, my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, Rod, I thank you for the call. We are a pro-Second Amendment show, and, you know, that article I read earlier really illustrates that point outside of protecting yourself from government. I mean, just to be able to protect yourself in general. Listen, criminals are going to have weapons. Why can't people like myself have weapons? You know, I'm from New York State. I know how hard it is to get a carry and conceal permit. It's almost impossible. But you go down to New York City, you go down the wrong block, hey, there's going to be plenty of people armed, and they don't have my best intentions at heart, and that's just a fact. All right, let's jump to Rick in California. Rick, you're on the air.
Hey, Burmese, how you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, I love you, bro. Thank you and Alex for everything that you guys are doing, man.
Thank you.
I want to, I guess I can kind of segue into what the last guy was saying, man. You know what, I haven't really made an appearance in the world, so to speak. You know, it's only been 2 years since I got a computer,
mm-hmm.
and it so happens that I'll be 40 next year. I've been studying language, philosophy, art, science, you know, religious studies. I was an avid reader as a kid, voracious. Mm-hmm. Never heard the word Plato in classroom until mm-hmm. I was 21, and I was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it turns out our biggest problem right now is two things: language misuse and judgment. You know, people, I don't know, it's almost like drugs are making people be doubtful. You know what I mean? It's like my brother, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We've been so tight for so long, and now I'm out there.
Yeah, well, you know what? I had that same thing happen to me and my family, you know, 10 years ago, and I'll get into that on the other side. I wouldn't even say it was 10 years ago. It was back in 2002 when I first started to realize what was going on with 9/11. And I'll talk about that awakening. We're going to go back to Rick and other callers. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bedbugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. Ionic Zone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciox Tea, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show this Sunday, May 10th, 2009. You know, we're talking to Rick in California about trying to, you know, relate to our friends and our family. And you know, in 2002, when I first started talking about 9/11 being an inside job and the official story being a lie, I lost a lot of friends and family. You know, my stepfather would mock me on a daily basis. My brother didn't want to hear it. Within 6 to 8 months, though, I did bring my brother and my sister around a little bit. A lot of my friends who were very skeptical started at least looking at the information. And then you fast forward to now, and every single one of them, I mean, I haven't lost touch with any of my good friends and family at this point. Maybe that's due to my success with Loose Change, my film Fabled Enemies, this radio career that has spawned out of that. But now I get calls all the time asking me, hey, what's going on with this issue? What's going on with that issue? And as to your question is whether or not we're being drugged, hey, man, there's fluoride in the water. They found all sorts of ridiculous things like Prozac in a lot of the water. They found, sir, they're cutting the high fructose corn syrup, which is also already terrible for you, with mercury. That's Washington Times. Mercury is a deadly poison for your brain. So are they poisoning people? Are they dumbing us down? There can be no doubt, Rick.
Yeah, I hear you, Bo. So what I want to, point I want to make is there is a law. The law of reason resolves itself in autonomy. Autonomy, you know, is essentially at bottom. There's a lot of, you know, there's a detail that we don't have time to make about it now. But at bottom, it's live and let live. You know, if I'm doing what I'm doing and it ain't hurting anybody else, leave me the hell alone. You know what I mean?
No, I'm with you there, man. I mean, that's why, well, that's our First Amendment right. I mean, to be, and our Fourth Amendment right is to be secure in our persons and possessions, but they're trying to take that away too. I mean, we read the story here on air. They detained a man for his bumper sticker. We told you they were going to do it. We reported on the MIAC report. The guy has a Don't Tread on Me bumper sticker in Louisiana, and he's pulled over and detained by a police officer saying that that is subversive material. They are attacking us on all fronts, Rick.
Hey, so you got a lot of interest in, you know, the symbols and the occult and stuff too. And it turns out through my own personal experience and studies, I got a lot of insight into that. If you can hold me over or something.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you get at me?
I tried to get a job at McDonald's. But it seems like I'm overqualified over there.
Rick. Get at me at MySpace, myspace.com/JasonBermas. That really is my email. I'll go and check out whatever stuff you send me. I may not write back, but I do check every single message that I get there and Facebook. It's really a news tip place for me. It's where I get a lot of these stories. It's because of listeners like yourself and others. We're going to jump to Danny in Lockhart. Danny, you're on the line.
Thank you for letting me talk, man. I went to the state capitol on May the 5th to protest them saying I couldn't own a particular breed of chicken here in the state of Texas.
Okay.
This has went a lot further than what I thought it was. I went to the flea market today. Come to find out our government's going to shut down flea markets because our animals are going to give their government animals that were eaten diseases. But what I want to ask them is who's going to stop the little birds that flies from my farm to their farms?
Well, it's not about that. The whole thing, they have two separate bills now. I think one of them is H.R. 875. I can't. Maybe the other one's 939. I might be misspeaking about the second one. But it's basically the anti-organic farming bill, and you're going to be regulated to a level where you're not going to be able to farm anymore. They only want big GMO farms. That is the goal.
I understand.
And it is disgusting, sir.
It is real disgusting. I'm an American. If I want a particular chicken in my backyard and it's outside in the country, I should be able to have a particular chicken in my backyard.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you.
This is how far it's gone. I can't have my chicken. There's a law right now. I went and protested the law. We got beat. 177-3 or something.
And they're saying that this is going to be great. Everybody's going to be non-sick. All the GMO food is healthy for us. Meanwhile, they're fear-mongering about pigs in this country. Not one pig in this country has the quote-unquote swine flu.
Listen to this. I've even got one better than that.
Okay.
The way they brought my law about, listen to this. This senator, Representative Mr. Christian, he uses this as an example. A gamecock was brought from Mexico to Texas and gave our birds. It sounds like to me we need to close the borders down, not stop cockfighting in America.
Well, the thing is that they're not going to close down the borders. This is about, you know, creating a security and prosperity partnership between not only Mexico and the United States, but Canada, Mexico, and the United States. And we have an upcoming drill, NLE09, coming up at the end of July into the beginning of August. It's the national level exercise. It's going to be run by FEMA. And not only is the United States participating in it, headed up by our good friends at DHS that put out this lexicon document where everybody is a terrorist, but the United Kingdom is going to participate. Australia is going to participate. Oh, you betcha Mexico's in there, and so is Canada. And we're all going to be working together, sir. I thank you for the call. They're bringing in the North American Union. They're fear-mongering through drills. They're drilling it into your head. Pandemics are coming. Quarantines will be necessary. And mandatory vaccinations will be a must. Terry in Dallas, you're our last caller.
Thank you. I was just calling in to say that y'all are doing a great job, and I'm just so worried about our country and our children. This is my concern. I'm a mother, and you know how that goes.
Yes.
And what are we going to do about it? All we can do every day is try to wake up as many people as possible, because otherwise, if we wake up, then maybe we have a chance. But if we don't, then we won't.
Absolutely. And the main point here is to try to share this information with those around you, the people you work with, your neighbors, your friends, your family. You can do so through YouTube links. You can do so through burn DVDs. But on top of that, we also need people to step up to the plate and say we've had enough and we need a government for and by the people again. And I think Campaign for Liberty is doing a great job in that. On my program last week, we had R.J. Harris, who's running for Congress in Oklahoma. We had Randy Brogdon, who's already a state senator in Oklahoma, who has a concurrent sovereignty resolution that has passed both the House and the Senate and is going even further running for governor. And it shows that if we put our minds to it and we go after the prize, which is really the Constitution and Bill of Rights, a restoration of those documents, we can take it back. But first, we have to be organized and we have to be intelligently educated. We have to know the issues. And so many people out there right now, Terry, just don't know the issues.
Okay. let me just tell you one thing really quickly. I was a seventh grade dropout, okay? I didn't know how to read or write until I was 21. And if I can sit there and read bills, there is no excuse for anybody else.
Absolutely. Terry, thank you so much for the call. And, you know, the Obama administration is trying to blame the economy and the state of the country on unintelligent people. Case in point, his fake State of the Union address, he literally said one of the reasons the country has gone downhill is because of all the high school dropouts. And then he immediately said that that would no longer be a choice. Look, I'm not telling you to drop out of high school, but we should have the freedom to do so. This is a free country. But no, they're going to take that away. And they passed H.R. 1388 for mandatory service for all 12 years old and up. That's right, your middle school students, your high school students, you're going to be doing mandatory service. Then you get out of high school, guess what? It's not over there. If you don't want to go to college, you're going to have to go to a secondary school. Those are the facts, Jack. They put it in there. Okay? And you're still going to have to do service if you go to college. And coming this September 11th to a town near you are going to have this National Day of Remembrance, the National Day of Civil Service, where we have these new Obama goon squads traveling around, you know, exploiting the tragedy of 9/11 in order to get you to sign up for his new socialist Stasi force. Do you understand? It is about incrementalization, and they're taking it step by step by step. This guy and this administration ain't going to get us out of Iraq, ain't going to get us out of Afghanistan. They're going to only expand the wars in the Middle East. Why? Because they want a Eurasian Union. When he comes up and he says, we're going to get out of that country, don't you worry. We're going to get out of there in 16 months. Then it's 24 months. And now the plan is by the end of 2011, December 2011, to get everybody out except for the 50,000 non-combat troops that are there. And then we'll go from there during an election year. So we're going to leave 50,000 non-combat troops in Iraq up until 2011. They're still going to be there afterwards, all the way through this man's administration. Meanwhile, we're redistributing forces, combat forces. It's a joke term. Anybody in the military carries a gun. You're a combat troop, okay? They don't put you out in the desert without a platoon and weapons, okay? That's not how it works. And they redistribute those forces into Afghanistan, where all of a sudden Al-Qaeda and the Taliban have had a huge resurgence. They're back, Jack, and it's over in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, they're negotiating with Iran to help them fight in the drug war in Afghanistan. Oh, wait a minute. Isn't the government that runs the cocaine and heroin, wasn't that exposed during Iran-Contra? Isn't that the same organization that makes a living off their black operations? Oh, yeah, it is. And then Iran last week bombs Iraq. So it looks like they're on board all of a sudden in this new world order. Evan in Arizona, I'll give you 30 seconds. You're on the air, my friend. Hit it.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You got 30 seconds. 20 now.
This is Evan from Tucson, Arizona. I'm currently in an officer program to join the military. I have a question on what you guys think I should be doing.
I think you should serve your oath to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's what it's all about, my man. This is the Alex Jones Show. We will be back next week. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called FlyCast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the FlyCast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application FlyCast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 7.